So we're diving into the world of VR in education again. And this time, we're really going beyond the headsets, you know? Like, how do we make these virtual experiences actually impactful for learning? We're using Lou Justman's Making It Real as our guide for this deep dive.
Right.
And I have to say, his take on designing effective VR learning experiences, it's really fascinating.
Yeah, one thing that I think is really striking about Justman's approach is this focus on what he calls relevance. He argues that it's not enough to just kind of drop students into, like, any virtual world, right?
Yeah.
We have to make that world connect with their lives, their interests, you know, their everyday experiences.
So, like, if it's not relevant, are they really going to care?
Yeah!
It's got to have that aha moment where the learning just clicks.
Just like...
Because it feels really personally meaningful, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He emphasizes that, you know, relevance is about this transformation of students from being passive observers to becoming active participants. Think about, like, the difference between reading about ancient Rome in a textbook versus, like, actually walking those streets in VR, interacting with people, experiencing the sounds, the sights of that world. It's a very different thing.
Oh, totally. It's like stepping into a history book, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But actually being there, that's what's so powerful, you know?
Yeah.
That feeling of presence in the virtual environment.
Yeah.
I think that's got to be what really amplifies the learning.
Absolutely. That feeling of presence, as it's often called, that's really key for this. Yeah, for engagement, for knowledge retention. The research is pretty much unanimous on this, that when we feel like we're really present in an environment, even if it's virtual, we learn more, we remember more.
And this makes me think about, I think it was Carrion and their team back in 2024. They did that research that found that students really respond well to VR environments that, you know, look familiar to them, like classrooms, common areas, you know, places that just feel relatable.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? I mean, when we're in a comfortable and familiar environment, we're less likely to be distracted or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. And that frees us up to really focus on, you know, on the learning itself.
Yeah. It's like setting the stage for an experience that's more immersive and less intimidating, I think.
Right, right. Exactly.
But Justman, he doesn't stop at just recreating the physical spaces. He takes it a step further. He says you got to incorporate these sensory details that really resonate with a student's everyday life.
Precisely. Like, he talks about the power of sound, for instance.
Right.
Imagine, you know, hearing that familiar school bell ringing in between classes, or even the distant chatter of other students in the hallway. These details, they might seem small, but they can really make a difference.
It's about tapping into those things that tell our brains, like, without even thinking about it, okay, this feels real.
Yeah.
This is familiar.
Yeah. And the visual details are really powerful, too. Things like school mascots, team logos, even just, like, the posters students put up in the hallway. All of that contributes to a sense of, like, authenticity, you know? It helps them connect to the space.
It's like you're not just recreating the look, you're recreating the feel of an environment.
Exactly.
But how do we go beyond just replicating the environment and actually create an experience that feels truly authentic for students?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's where Justman introduces this idea of, like, authentic voices in VR learning. Imagine, instead of reading a dry textbook definition, you're hearing a concept explained by, like, a recording of an actual teacher with their own unique inflections, their own passion coming through.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like having a personal tutor right there with you.
Exactly. Or, well, like, listening to a podcast.
Huh. Okay, true.
But it's not just about teachers. Imagine learning from, like, hearing from other students, hearing about their experiences, what they struggled with, their perspectives in their own words. That just adds this whole other layer of personalization and relatability that can make a huge difference.
It makes it human.
Yes, exactly.
Like, less clinical and more connected to real life.
And there's this really cool project that's actually taking this idea to the next level. It's called the VISS Project, and they're using AI to create these really realistic social interactions within these, like, school-based VR simulations.
Okay, now that sounds like we really are stepping into the future of learning.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff.
So what does that actually look like in practice?
Okay, so imagine, like, a virtual school hallway, right? And students can actually interact with each other there in real time. They can have conversations, navigate different social situations, even practice things like conflict resolution. And it's all happening within the safe and controlled virtual space.
So you're giving them a space to work on those essential social skills that, let's face it, can be really hard to learn from a textbook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the AI part gets really interesting, right? Because they use AI to create these virtual students, and each one has its own personality, their own background, its own way of interacting. And that creates this level of realism and complexity that you just wouldn't get with pre-scripted interactions.
Like a safe sandbox to practice those skills before you have to use them for real.
Exactly. And it goes right back to what Justin was talking about, that relevance thing, right?
Right.
They're not just recreating the look of a school. They're trying to recreate the social dynamics, the stuff that's so important, especially for kids who are, you know, younger and still figuring all that out.
Yeah, for sure. So it's like taking that immersive learning to a whole other level, right?
Mm.
And this might be a bit of a jump, but it makes me think about universal design for learning, UDL, I think they call it.
Right, right.
I remember reading about how important that is, making sure that learning is inclusive. But to be honest, I'm a little fuzzy on the details. Like, how does it actually work?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you're right. UDL and VR, they really go hand in hand. So UDL is all about creating learning experiences that can work for anyone, no matter, you know, their strengths, their challenges, their background, whatever. It's about having different ways to get students engaged, different ways to present the information.
Okay, so it's about flexibility. Well, recognizing that we all learn differently.
Exactly. And that's why VR is so powerful, right? You can tailor the experience in ways you could never even dream of before. You can have virtual environments that work for different senses, different levels of difficulty, different learning styles even. It gives learners the power to kind of, you know, take control of their own learning.
And the Voy ISS project, that's a perfect example of this, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about telling you stuff. It's about giving you a space to try things out, practice, you know, even mess up, but in a safe environment.
Exactly. And it goes even deeper than that, I think. It can even help students feel like they belong, that they're part of a community, which is so huge for kids who maybe feel like they don't quite fit in a traditional school setting.
That's so important, yeah. It makes you think about how much of school, especially for kids, is about that social side of things, not just the academics, like learning how to, I don't know, talk to people, make friends, all of that.
You got it. And VR can make that so much easier, so much more comfortable for a lot of kids. Think about a shy student, right? Maybe they're terrified to speak up in a real classroom, but in VR, they can find their voice.
Or a student with, like, really bad social anxiety,
mm-hmm.
this gives them a way to, I don't know, dip their toes in, build up their confidence.
Exactly. And that's what Justin wants us to remember, that VR can do so much more than just teach facts. It can empower students in a really profound way.
It's amazing to think about. Although Justin doesn't just want to stay in familiar territory, right? He's also really excited about the potential for VR to take us to places you could never visit in real life.
Oh, absolutely. He talks about democratizing experiences, you know, like a classroom in the middle of nowhere could suddenly be exploring the Amazon rainforest, talking to indigenous people, seeing how everything's connected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's one thing to read about it, but to feel like you're actually there.
Right.
That's got to be so powerful.
It brings those lessons to life in a whole new way. And it's not just, you know, the wow factor either. Imagine studying history by walking around ancient Rome, you know, going inside the Colosseum, maybe even witnessing historical events as if you were there.
It's like time travel, but for learning.
Exactly. And those experiences, they stick with you in a way that a textbook just can't.
For sure.
And this applies to, like, science and tech, too. Students could do virtual experiments with dangerous chemicals, totally safe, or dissect a human heart in 3D without, you know, actually picking up a scalpel.
Wow. It's incredible the things you could do. But it makes you wonder, where's the line?
Between entertainment and actual learning.
Yeah, exactly. Because
yeah.
VR is amazing. But it's not about, like, ditching the real world completely.
Right. It's about adding to it, making things possible that weren't before, opening up these new ways to learn. It's like any tool can be good or bad. It depends how you use it, right?
So how do we make sure that these experiences, as cool as they are actually helping students learn? And not just, you know, being a distraction.
Well, Justin talks a lot about intentionality. Like, you can't just drop kids into a fancy virtual world and expect them to learn automatically. You need to think about what you want them to get out of it, give them structured activities, time to reflect, you know?
It's like I could wander around a museum and look at stuff, or I could take a guided tour and actually learn something.
There you go. And I think that's where teachers are still so important, even with all this VR stuff.
Oh, for sure.
They're the ones guiding the experience, asking the right questions, making those connections to, like, the bigger picture of what they're studying.
So VR isn't replacing teachers. It's giving them new tools, right?
Exactly. And this leads right into Justman's final point, which I think is really interesting. He says, we need to think bigger than just replicating what we already do.
Oh.
He says, how can VR help us be more creative, more collaborative in how we teach?
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Not just taking in information, but actually doing something with it.
Right. Imagine students from all over the world working together in a virtual space, like designing solutions to climate change or something.
Right.
Or students who learn differently being able to collaborate in a way that works for them, where they can really shine.
Wow. Breaking down all those barriers, the physical ones, even the social ones sometimes. That's incredible when you think about it.
It is. And that's the real power of VR in education. It's not just about making learning more fun, though that's great too. It's about making it meaningful, relevant, and available to everyone.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you really start to imagine it. It feels like we're on the edge of something huge for education.
Yeah.
And VR is going to be a big part of that.
It's definitely an exciting time to be involved in education, that's for sure.
It really is. And on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. What role will you play in shaping the future of learning? Think about it.